This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today. During the visit, he will inaugurate and lay foundation stones for projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees and address a public gathering. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for various airport projects across different states through video conferencing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Karm Yogi Saptah National Learning Week at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that through Mission Karm Yogi, the goal is to create a workforce that will drive the country's development. He emphasized that the new learnings and experiences from National Learning Week will strengthen and improve working systems, helping to achieve the goal of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Prime Minister spoke about two AIs, artificial intelligence and aspirational India. He highlighted the need to balance both, stating that effectively using artificial intelligence to drive progress for aspirational India could lead to a transformative change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also praised the iGOT platform, noting that more than 40 lakh government employees have registered on the platform. The BJP released its first list of 66 candidates for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections yesterday. The list includes former Chief Minister and BJP State President Babulal Marandi, who will contest from the Dhanwar seat. Another former Chief Minister, Champai Soren, will be the party's candidate from the Saraikela Assembly constituency. As per the NDA seat-sharing formula, the BJP will contest 68 seats, with candidates for the remaining two seats yet to be announced. Meanwhile, the seat-sharing arrangement for the INDIA bloc has also been finalized for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, and Congress will contest 70 seats. Speaking to reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren confirmed that 11 seats have been allocated to the RJD and CPI-ML. He added that seat-sharing between JMM and Congress will be finalized soon. Elections for the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly will take place in two phases on the 13th and 20th of next month, with votes being counted on November 23rd. Assam is set to establish a national cyber forensic laboratory to tackle cyber crimes in the state. Speaking on Akashvani Guwahati's weekly Drishtipit program, Additional Director General of CID, Munna Prasad Gupta mentioned that a memorandum of understanding has already been signed, with the Home Ministry providing the necessary support for the institute. Mr. Gupta also highlighted that the Assam police have implemented several measures to curb the growing menace of cyber crimes. India has secured leadership positions in all 10 study groups of the International Telecommunication Union Standardization Sector at the World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, currently underway in New Delhi. The study groups cover a range of key areas, including operational aspects, economic and policy issues, security and future networks, among others. In cricket, India have set a target of 107 runs before New Zealand at Bengaluru in the first of the three-match test series. Rishabh Pant missed out a century after Sarfaraz Khan's majestic 150 helped India to score 462 runs in their second innings on the fourth day of the match being played at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will face South Africa in the summit clash at the Dubai International Stadium today. For the first time since 2016, the Women's T20 World Cup will have a new winner. South Africa fell to Australia last year in the T20 World Cup final. On their way to the final in the UAE, South Africa beat Australia in the semi-final, ending Australia's hopes of winning their fourth T20 World Cup in a row. It was only the second time in the tournament's history that Australia's winning streak has been broken. New Zealand won a thrilling semi-final against the West Indies, finally overcoming the heartbreak of their loss to the same team in the 2016 semi-final. The Railway Protection Force, RPF, will participate in the Delhi Half Marathon today to raise awareness against child trafficking. And that is the end of this news bulletin.